Milwaukee's graduation rate of 43% put it fourth from the bottom using 2002-2003 data. The comparison of 50 cities was done by the Washington, D.C.-based Education Research Center and published in Education Week. At the bottom of the list was Detroit with a 22% graduation rate, followed by Baltimore City and New York City. MPS Director of Assessment and Accountability is Deborah Lindsay. She agrees the district has lots of challenges, but says the state uses a different formula that puts Milwaukee's graduation rate at 61% for the 2002-03 year, and it was up to 65% a year ago. Complicating the calculation for Milwaukee, she says, are students who get vouchers to attend private schools.
Frankly, students who move from MPS to voucher schools do indeed count against MPS. They count as dropouts, whether or not they graduate from their voucher school.
While Milwaukee is somewhat unique because of its voucher program, Lindsay says it's not unique in that a third of ninth graders drop out. That's the year they have to start accumulating credits to graduate.
So students who successively fail courses in ninth grade don't accrue enough credits to become 10th graders or 11th graders, regardless of the number of years they spend in high school. And so when they fail to accrue enough credits year after year, then some of them eventually give up and drop out.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin's overall graduation rate was 80%, although there was a wide disparity between white and non-white students. 85% of white students graduate compared to 44% of black students. Unanswered is why there are any students listed as dropouts, since state law says students must be in school until age 18. What's known, Deborah Lindsay says, is that some move or get jobs, but others just disappear, and enforcement statewide can be a costly nightmare. But the state has a new tracking system that identifies all students with a number. It's only 2 years old, and after 4 years, she says the whereabouts of all students should be easier to track and make calculating graduation rates easier. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.